Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Right now, if you're like me, you're sort of shocked by the behavior of the Uvalde PD during last week's mass shooting, where there were dozens of them milling about, doing nothing if not worse, while helpless victims were dying in real time while they were doing that. And, you know, if you are, you have to come to terms with the simple fact that this is the new face of the new policing in the 21st century. Now, with every new detail, the story gets worse. Cops took nearly 20 minutes to get to the school in a town that it takes 10 minutes to go across from one side to the other. Once there, they entered the school, they took some fire resulting in minor injuries, and fled. There were no Fallujah guys in this little group. And outside, they harassed and attacked and arrested fearful parents, begging them to do their job. At some point, a number of off-duty Border Patrol arrived, but they were denied permission to engage. And as many as 18 locals finally entered the school, but their tech chief decided it had transformed into a barricade situation with no intelligence to declare it that, and which, according to the book, evidently means that no action is necessary. So instead, they moped about in the hallway. At last, after 1 hour and 15 minutes, not 45 minutes, not an hour, the border cops took matters into their own hands. One of them was armed with a shotgun he borrowed from his barber. And they burst into the room and they finished the shooter. And he was done. During the entire tract of time, the gunman was executing children, which we know from the phone calls or the phone records of calls from within the classroom. The DOJ has pledged to look into it. Yeah, the DOJ. That one, which means we're unlikely to, we probably won't get any useful answers out of that particular probe. But the answer to the major question, why, is perfectly evident. It happened now because it has happened before. You may recall the summer of 2020, the summer of love, when Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis, and several other cities were ravaged by anarchists and related trash while the cops, under orders from their various city halls, stood by and watched. It can't be said that they were defending nothing, because all the time that they were defending something very important, they were defending their pension. You may recall the Parkland school shooting in Florida when a misfit cop shot, he shot up a school with school resource officer Scott Peterson cowering outside and under an outside stairwell, and he refused to go in. Chief Scott Israel spent the next several weeks blustering, accusing everybody under the sun except Peterson and himself. It didn't save his job or presumably his pension. But it goes back even further than that, and beyond school shootings. In Cheshire, Connecticut, on July 23rd, 2007, two felons decided to take down a well-to-do family under the impression that they were hiding riches galore in their home. So after they beat William Pettit half to death, the goons, finding no money in the home, forced Jennifer Hawk Pettit to accompany them to the bank, where she withdrew $15,000. At the same time, she succeeded in alerting the teller. The cops responded quick, only to be ordered to blockade the neighborhood and remain in place. There they sat for 45 minutes while their chief carefully assured everything was being done exactly according to the book. And there's that number again, 45 minutes, like somehow that is acceptable. During that period, Jennifer Hawk Pettit was raped and strangled to death, which that proved to be a mercy, at least for her, since it meant that she didn't have to witness her two young daughters being soaked in gasoline and burned alive. The cops can't even be said to have captured the perpetrators who slammed into a patrol car while trying to get away. And that was it. That's all that came of that. Nothing was done. Nobody was disciplined. No investigation was ever carried out. It just became very quietly the standard for current police operations, as we've seen in Seattle, Parkland, and Uvalde. No doubt the same has occurred elsewhere and has been slipped into the memory hole so that we peasants don't become confused and ask questions. Here lies the problem. The United States is not Europe. We don't sit and whimper when the elites let us down. Traditionally, the response to a collapse in public order has been committees of vigilance, long disparaged as vigilantes. It's a curious fact that several of the most notable vigilance committees in San Francisco in 1857, Bannock, Montana, 1863, and Athens, Tennessee, 1946, targeted corrupt law enforcement. Now, until we figure out a way to correct this issue, and make no mistake, it is definitely an issue. The first thing we need to understand is it is not, the Second Amendment is not there to shoot cops who refuse to rescue kids. As John Farnham said earlier in the show, rescue is a fallacy. It's not a real thing in these events. They can write them in all kinds of scripts and everything, but this is an inflection point here. Now, you had a bunch of parents that were willing to go in, and they did. 18 parents went in, and they got their kids out of the school, which, who wouldn't want that to happen? You know, I've known people, I'm not going to mention them simply because I don't want to embarrass them, but I've known people that I consider to be part of what I would call the tactical set. And I've met them, and I know that some of them have been in that position where they've been outside and some really bad stuff has been occurring on the inside. And in the instance I'm talking about, no one went in. My tactical set buddy did not go in. And that's not to say that he should have. But I'm a grandfather now. My sons are 31 and 35 years old. They carry guns. They're probably more capable than I am. So I'm not worried about them defending themselves, but I do have grandchildren. And if my grandchildren are in harm's way, and I don't see some kind of movement, I'm going. And, you know, law enforcement is going to have to step up. We need to go back to a different time with law enforcement. We do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, our president, he capitalizes on every opportunity to broadcast how severely uninformed he is. But this Memorial Day, Monday, he settled on airing his ignorance via the gun debate, saying a 9mm bullet will blow a lung out of the body. I was talking with Roger Ward today about my 10mm pistol he's got that he's working over, and I wonder what that'll blow out of your body. That's actually emphatically wrong, what he's talking about. And yet, despite the gross magnitude of his blunder, it's not the worst that I've heard. Many Americans are completely uneducated on any facet of the gun debate, and they share one common denominator. They're all Democrats. So, let's take a moment to look at some of the top contenders for the Democrats' stupidest moments regarding the right to bear arms. Like Patricia Eddington, a former state legislator for the state of New York, she once said, "Some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot a deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you would cook it at the same time." Yeah, that's got to be top ten. I don't know what she thinks, that you can shoot a deer and then walk over with a knife and fork and just go ahead and start chewing it. Despite actually making this claim, Eddington said this prior to the introduction of a gun control package, including a bill she sponsored. We have people that have no idea what they're talking about trying to write legislation, and in New York probably got that one passed. Then there's Thomas Triggerfinger Binger, the prosecuting attorney in the Rittenhouse case. I don't know his political affiliation, but we do know that he does contribute money to Act Blue, which is a Democratic donation pack. And his first blunder was picking up a rifle. He put his finger in the trigger well and aimed it at a room full of people. On TV. His second mistake was speculating that hollow points expand upon impact. Again, for the educated among us, the appropriate word would be to expand. As this type of bullet doesn't detonate into fragments, it is not a grenade. On Twitter, somebody said, "This trial is such a clown show that the judge had to literally correct the prosecutor on his understanding of ammunition types." Then we have Dianne Feinstein, federal senator from California, who declared, "We have federal regulations and state laws that prohibit hunting ducks with more than 3 rounds, and yet it's legal to hunt humans with 15, 30-round, or even 150-round magazines." Where was I when that law was passed? When did hunting humans become illegal in any way or capacity? "The only legal way to kill humans is via abortion, Dianne, which I know you unequivocally support." Then you have Donzella James, a state senator out of the great state of Georgia, who stated, "Yes, I believe in the Second Amendment, but why are we spreading the access to guns to everyone?" And although you don't need a reminder, it's worth pointing out that somehow being a Democrat politician apparently makes one incapable of understanding guns or the idea of a God-given right that is not to be infringed. And it brings us a few laughs. Now, in Canada, where they do not recognize the right to defend yourself, to your God-given right to defense and arms and weapons, Justin Trudeau has introduced drastic anti-gun legislation that, if passed, will mean, in Trudeau's words, that it will no longer possible to sell, buy, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. This is just one more step in Canada's mostly relentless push to bring all weapons under government control, and this never, ever, 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 ever ends up well for the nation's people. Even though Canada and America come from the same British tradition, that under the Magna Carta and the 1689 Bill of Rights recognized certain English rights, they took different paths beginning in the 1760s. In America, the colonists were outraged when Parliament's law aggressively restricted some of those rights. When the colonists challenged the laws by referring to the Magna Carta and the Bill of Rights, Parliament announced that those documents controlled only the king, not Parliament. So in the face of that sophistry, the American people rebelled, and they won. And they ratified the Bill of Rights, saying that specific rights are inherent in the people and no form of government can restrict them. The Canadians did not rebel and meekly allowed the British Parliament and then their own Canadian Parliament to do with them as they wanted. And one of the most important rights in the American Constitution is the right to keep and bear arms. It is the only right that has a single amendment dedicated solely to stating that right. And no wonder, because for Americans, initially using only citizen arms, they had just defeated the most powerful military in the world. They fully understood that a citizenry's only recourse against tyranny is to be armed, with the corollary being that a government that knows its citizens are armed is unlikely to slip into tyranny. This is not the way it is in Canada. In Canada, they have a long history of limiting people's right to keep and bear arms, started in the 1880s. The past 50 years, in addition to forcing all guns to be registered, they've given police greater search and seizure power. They've imposed long waiting periods to purchase guns, severely controlled magazine sizes, restricted the size of handguns, and required licenses to buy ammo. During Stephen Harper's conservative administration, only the registry requirement for long guns was walked back. But then Trudeau came into power, and they're gone, I think. In 2020, he announced that 1,500 models of assault-style weapons were banned, although the law never defined the meaningless phrase, assault style. The government has spent the subsequent time planning a confiscation program that will include semi-automatic weapons and weapons that actual gun owners understand are not machine guns because they still require a deliberate trigger motion for each shot fired. Reuters notes that despite its strong gun laws, Canada's homicide rate is high and rising. This is a classic Fox Butterfield statement that ignores the truism that at least in a country that is no longer small and homogenous, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. But now they want to cap the market, you know. They want to cap the market. That's their new thing. So this is not going to go well for the Canadian people. And I just heard, GOP, go into gun control at your own risk. You want power? You won't get it. You won't get it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rising gas prices are causing some states to take action. Drivers in New York will be seeing some relief starting today, with the gas tax holiday in the state now in effect. New York joins Connecticut, Georgia, Florida, and Maryland in an attempt to help drivers deal with record high prices at the pump. This woman telling CNN she's altering her summer plans due to the high gas prices.
I certainly have rethought some of my summer plans, both in flying and in driving. You know, I won't do quick trips down to Florida to see family and stuff in the car.
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular is now $4.67 a gallon. The Buffalo supermarket gunman was charged with domestic terrorism and 10 other charges of first-degree murder, among other charges, by a county grand jury. USA Radio News. Americans keep quitting their jobs in large numbers. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says 4.4 million workers quit or changed their jobs in April. Meantime, there are 11.4 million job openings across the United States. That number comes ahead of the May jobs report that'll be released by the federal government on Friday. A jury has reached a verdict in the case between actors Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, finding Heard liable for defamation.
As against Amber Heard, we, the jury, award punitive damages in the amount of $5 million.
The $5 million on top of an additional $10 million was awarded to Depp after they found that Heard acted with actual malice in an op-ed she wrote in the Washington Post in late 2018. The jury did agree with parts of Heard's countersuit and awarded her $2 million. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. When I reflect on what's going on right now in the United States, I am absolutely galled at the chutzpah of the political left. Because everything you're witnessing, everything I'm talking about, everything that I would like to see prevented is all a result of what they have brought us. And this is why we are in the wake of the horrific massacre of grade school children in Uvalde, Texas, following a comparable massacre at a grocery store in a black neighborhood in Buffalo, New York. And in both cases, they have one common denominator. The fault of those shootings lies with the shooter, but is the progressive ideology that has set the conditions that make the murders and the murderers in Buffalo and Uvalde not only possible, but inevitable. And allow me to explain with this brief overview of systems theory and how it applies to our current debacle. Although most often associated with industrial production, systems theory also has application in the hard and social sciences. Systems theory simply holds that the quality of a product is based on the quality of the process used in its production. From this perspective, the rash of shootings over the last several years indicates flawed societal processes. Now, according to systems theory, the only way to fix a defective product is to fix the processes that produce the flawed product, which, in this case, of all of these shootings and everything, is our flawed society. It then follows that to fix the flawed societal processes that have led to the mass murder in Uvalde and Buffalo, it is necessary to determine the root cause for those flawed societal processes and then fix them. Any fair analysis of our society would show that mass murder is not caused by gun ownership. How do we know this? Well, because school shootings are a comparatively recent phenomenon. When I was a kid in the 60s and the 70s, when I was a kid in the 70s, I mean, when I was 12, I owned a rifle. I owned a 22 long rifle. Many of my friends owned or had access to rifles. It was not unusual in those days to see rifles in the racks behind the heads of pickup truck drivers. I mean, it wasn't uncommon in 1979 when I was a senior in high school to see those same kids that had access to rifles bring them to school on their rack in the back of their car because they were either going hunting or they were had been hunting and leave them in the car while they were in class. The point is, and listen, the 70s was the era of forced integration. I was bused to a school I was not zoned to go to in order to introduce Caucasian children into a black community. For no other reason than it was thought that was a good idea. And I don't think it was necessarily a bad idea. I had a pretty good time in those schools. But the question has to be, you know, the point is, firearms were not only available, they were at hand. And none of us ever shot up a school. And why not? Well, because the values with which we were raised made it inconceivable to do something so barbaric. So what has changed in American society in the last 50 years to make mass murder not only possible, but arguably inevitable? And I would point or argue that is the progressive ideology that has brought us to this point. The progressives have driven God out of schools and to some degree out of society. They've destroyed the nuclear family. They have normalized deviancy with gay marriage, pedophilia, and transsexualism. They have devalued life with abortion. So in other words, from a systems theory perspective, there were no school shootings 50 years ago because the moral underpinnings of our society did not permit them. Unfortunately, progressives can never look at something and say, hey, this is working pretty good, let's not touch it. Unfortunately, they've destroyed the cultural norms of 50 years ago and replaced them with a nihilism that makes mass murder conceivable. They have so corrupted the foundation of American society that the slaughter of innocents is not only possible, but it is inevitable. And their solution to the dilemma of mass murder is to demagogue the issue and blame an inanimate object and the innocent people who own one for the catastrophe. And this isn't going to fix the problem, because it does not address the root cause of the problem. Take away the guns and the would-be murderers will find other means. Improvised explosive devices, poison. Until American societal norms are restored to where this is unimaginable, America will continue to suffer them. And unless that actually begins to happen, then the only choice we have if we don't want to see children killed in school, and children should not have to worry about being killed in school, I'd be the first one to tell you that. Then we're going to have to make them hard targets, and we're going to have to get people in place that are prepared to deal with what is inevitable. Now, in some places, they already have armed teachers there, and the inevitability is not nearly as fixed as it is where they do not. The fact that this happened in Uvalde, Texas, shows that this can, in fact, happen anywhere. However, since the police were there, and like I said, it took them 20 minutes to get there, but the county's only 10 minutes wide, right? That's not exactly Johnny on the spot. If we're going to look at this, and if we're going to say to ourselves, okay, we can't rely on the police, which we can't, we never were able to, then we're going to have to sit back and also say, we got to have a contingency in place. Having somebody to call is not as good as having somebody there. And right now, everybody out there is going to concentrate on the assault weapon. Which is, that's a political phrase. There are no weapons out there today that are designed to be assault weapons. I own a few of these things, and I refer to them as personal defense weapons. There's no reason for me to go offensive against anybody, because I'm a normal person who was raised in this era before the underpinnings of society were ripped asunder by the left. Children today don't have it. Those two shooters and those two incidents, Buffalo, Uvalde, they were 16 years old when all the lockdowns began, and they've been sitting there for the last 2 years percolating in their juices, getting ready to roll, and this is what we get. This is what we got. So, just something to think about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the firing line from the gun.com radio studio, this is Locked and Loaded. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. In the aftermath of this massacre in Uvalde, Texas, many of the usual suspects are pushing now for more gun control. And even Republicans are. I saw something where some guy went and turned in his guns, like the guns caused this. None of the proposed laws will reflect any lessons learned from what went wrong and which cost so many lives. Even before all the details of that attack became public enough was known to ruin the reputation of the Uvalde Police Department for failing to respond quickly and refusing to immediately mount a counterattack on the 18-year-old murderer, who, you know, he's the one that's responsible, Ramos, yeah. Those issues and the cultural and or psychological pathology behind this kind of mass murder are topics for another occasion. But it all comes down to one thing. This kind of thing is only this easily done in what is referred to as a gun-free zone. This is a very misguided policy. And church is not just schools, it's also churches as well. And the problem and a solution are demonstrated in the experience of 2 small churches in Texas. In November 2017 in Sutherland Springs, Texas, the First Baptist Church was attacked by a gunman who killed 26 with an AR-15 rifle he illegally purchased. He should not have been able to pass a background check. He was a felon convicted of domestic violence. Whilst in the U.S. Air Force, he was prohibited from purchasing a gun. He did so anyway because the Air Force failed to submit the court-martial conviction to the FBI's database that is checked before a firearms purchase. His killing spree was ended by Stephen Williford, who has been on the show a few times, armed with his AR-15, who shot him after he left the church. Williford was called to the church by his daughter and arrived just in time to catch the murderer fleeing the scene in his car. He gave chase in another volunteer's pickup truck, and when they eventually cornered him, the killer committed suicide. Then, 2 years later, a little bit over 2 years later, a man wearing a fake beard, a wig, and a long coat walked into church services at the West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement, Texas. Members of the church's volunteer security team spotted his suspicious behaviors. He sat down in a pew. As an usher approached him, he pulled out a shotgun and shot the usher. He then shot one of his security team who was drawing his pistol, and the head of security, Jack Wilson, then fired a single shot from about 10 yards, hitting him in the head. And he was done. He dropped dead. The entire incident took 4 seconds. Because the video of the church service was being live streamed. This sick individual probably knew that and probably thought, this, what a smoking hot way to gain my notoriety is to go in and shoot up a church that's live streaming. The only reason he went into the church is because he thought it was a gun-free zone. The casualty count in White Settlement, Texas was 2 killed and no wounded. The perpetrator was not considered, I don't consider him to be a casualty. If he hadn't been a perpetrator, he would not have been a casualty. Since there were only 2 fatalities, that incident did not qualify as a mass shooting. It would have been this, but for the life-saving action of Jack Wilson, a former firearms instructor. There were 242 people in the church that day. The church in Sutherland Springs was by design or more by accident a gun-free zone that Sunday. The church in White Settlement was not. The difference in casualty count was 24. What this is indicating here is that many people would have had a better chance of surviving if there had been somebody with a gun ready to stop the attacker there on site, not being introduced after like Stephen had to. If you turn to mass shootings in schools, the first thing to understand is that contrary to the hysteria of the mass media, they are rare. What we just had happen here, there's been 13 others since 1966. And those crimes have claimed 146 people. That is one-fifth the number of homicides in Chicago during 2021. The absolute horror of what is a mass murder is what drives a public policy that does little to prevent them. And the most popular measures are twofold. Declare schools to be gun-free zones, and two, place police officers in the schools and call them school resource officers. Now, the first is illogical, because why would someone who's planning to commit murder be inclined to obey the law banning guns in schools? Committing murder is illegal. The second is impractical for several reasons. The police officer is wearing a shoot-me-first uniform. The attacker, and not the defender, has the element of surprise. And the SRO, when on duty, is only one person attempting to cover a large school. In Uvalde, the killer came through a back door, and there was no SRO in the building. In Broward County, Florida, in 2018, the SRO stayed safely outside the building during the mass school shooting, thus earning the title the Coward of Broward. The practical solution to school security may require the passage of only one law in most states, and it would be based on the Second Amendment Preservation Act passed by the Missouri Legislature in 2014. It allows teachers and school administrators to carry concealed guns after receiving 112 hours of training with an 18-hour annual refresher course. To date, 24 school districts are participating, and 52 people have completed the training. School districts can and do still retain SROs on their staff. They have the mixture. They have the armed teachers and the SROs, which I think is the best way to go. A program to train teachers and school staff in armed self-defense has many advantages. It hardens the defenses of what would be previously, it'd be called a soft target. A teacher would not have to cower in fear, but could take a position in her classroom to ambush any attacker. The trained school protection officers are likely to be motivated to maintain their firearms proficiency. their lives depend on that, you know, literally. So publicity as to the SPO's excellent shooting skills should be widely circulated. Everybody should know that they're really good shots. This would be a deterrent. And with any luck, some will take up defensive pistol shooting as a hobby. It is practically a joke among competitive pistol shooters how their skills vastly exceed that of most cops. And the hobbyists are likely to shoot 5,000 rounds per year in practice and competition, while the police officers are shooting about 500 rounds per year, usually confined to the occasions when they have to pass qualification tests. Psychological dependence on the police for protection for people like Ramos in Uvalde must stop if our schools and churches are going to be made safe. Nobody's coming. You have to embrace that thought. Nobody's coming to help. There is no place that is going to be guaranteed to be completely safe. And if they do nothing but come after your guns, in this particular one, they still haven't learned any lessons. None whatsoever. They haven't learned the biggest lesson, which is that when seconds count, the police are minutes away. We're going to see what our Republicans are made of in the coming weeks, coming months. You need to start calling your people now. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never, ever, ever been about gun control. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Everything happening now is happening by design. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.